Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Welcome back to another edition of Real Answers with Christopher Anderson. Wednesdays during the Noon Report, we tackle the tough topics facing today's families with licensed mental health counselor Christopher Anderson. And we've got a little bit of a refresher, if you will, from a segment that we had done 2 or 3 years back.
We do, in fact, Brandon. And today we have Angela Eddy, who is a teacher and reading specialist at Friendship Central School in Southern Allegheny County. And we're going to be talking about dyslexia. So here is that segment.
First of all, let's just start right at the basics. Tell us what dyslexia is. Because if you're like me and a lot of other people, you think, well, somebody can't see signs or they read things backwards. But what really is dyslexia?
That's a very common misunderstanding. Dyslexia actually is an auditory processing disorder where a child actually isn't processing the sounds. So, for instance, not being able to break down the sounds in a word and hearing those individual sounds.
So if we look at signs that point potentially to dyslexia, what should parents or even educators look for?
And that's where some of the confusion about the visual part comes in, because reversal of numbers and letters, it's an indicator. Other things are very poor handwriting, very poor spelling. If a child can't hear, so recognize or produce rhyme, those are very common, very basic indicators that would give you a red flag. If your child by first grade is not acquiring basic reading skills automatically, that could be a sign that there is a problem.
So like sequencing activities, like tying shoes?
Absolutely. Telling time on an analog clock, any sequencing activity is definitely an indicator also. Mm-hmm.
Tell us about, again, what you do with your students in the school, but then also you have a side business.
Tell us
about both.
I have a private tutoring business where I have a student right now. I just have one private student who is diagnosed dyslexic. The students I work with in school are not diagnosed dyslexic, but I do have struggling readers that I work with there. I work with students K through 5 this year. It's a little bit different every year. In the past, I have worked with the Barton Reading and Spelling System created by Susan Barton. This year, however, I kind of went back to school in November. I started a new reading academy called Reading Simplified, started by Dr. Marnie Ginsburg. And I have learned a lot of new strategies. And I got permission from my administration to implement that program also at Friendship Central School. And I have seen amazing results with some of my kids.
I'll tell you what, folks, you can't see it, but her face lit up when she, you know, she talks about this new program. So tell us about that. Why is that so exciting for you?
Well, I'm really excited because I just tripped upon this, because I'm always looking for something new. Not because you always throw out the old, but even if you turn the old and tweak it a little bit, sometimes when we're in the trenches get old and boring, not only for the teachers, but for the kids. This new program really piqued my interest because I saw a quick little blurb on it, and it said, 3 quick reading activities to accelerate your students' progress. Well, I watched a 1-hour presentation that showed 3 activities: switch it, sort it, and write it. And I'll tell you, Chris, one of these activities that's called switch it does these 8 things. It teaches a child the concept of word, left to right tracking, concept of the alphabetic principle, which is our written language, which is our code for sounds, letter sound knowledge, so that's a visual thing. It teaches phonemic segmentation, it teaches phonemic manipulation, it teaches early decoding, and it teaches spelling. All 8 of those sub-skills in one activity that takes between 5 and 7 minutes. And I do this not one-on-one, but I do it with groups of children.
Wow.
And I have seen just phenomenal growth
and
with
you have
some
to,
kids.
And you have to beg them to come into the classroom,
no.
Right?
Actually, when I started this program, because another part of the program has the kiddos reading decodable text, which is different than leveled readers, which we probably don't have time to get into, but decodable texts have the kids practicing reading explicitly on the sound that I have taught. So they were so excited, and this happened more than once, I got to my classroom and my kids were already there and I had to say, guys, you can't come in here because you can't be in here alone. But Mrs. Eddy, the story's up on the smart board and we started reading. I mean, they were so excited to be there. They're so excited to be able to read what we're actually putting in front of them instead of struggling.
Again, if you want to get in touch with her, Pilgrim Dyslexic Services, you can look that up online and you'll be able to get to their website so you can find out what she has to offer.
You've been listening to another edition of Real Answers with Christopher Anderson. It airs Wednesdays during the Noon Report. We tackle the tough topics facing today's families with Christian counselor Christopher Anderson.